Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It is our pleasure to welcome on sports business veteran, former player agent, former Packers vice president, and current Villanova sports law professor, Andrew Brand. He's got a book out now called Smarter About Sports, My Life Navigating Athletes, Agents, Media, and the Business of the NFL. Andrew, it is nice to connect again. How are you?
Yeah, long time, and we are long time colleagues.
I know.
Steve, good to be with you. Good to be up in Wisconsin, and yeah, I wrote a book, and it's 16 chapters chronicling my career in sports. I hope it's instructive for anyone who either wants to get into sports, wants to know the inner workings of sports, but especially for Packer fans. I have four of the 16 chapters about my time in Green Bay, about what it's like to manage the cap and do contracts for the Packers, full of dozens of stories about all your favorite players from that era, including obviously Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Donald Driver, Al Harris, and so many others, Charles Woodson. So I hope that people obviously read it to see the inside stories, but also see the inner workings of sports, not necessarily what you see in the media, what you see behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the current situation. The Packers are in a huge mess right now with Josh Jacobs. The charges are serious. The commissioner's exempt list is murky. The season goes quick, as you know, Andrew, and the window to have any one player be a factor in helping the team win a title is very narrow. What is your current unified take on where things stand right now with the Packers and Josh Jacobs?
Well, a little background. After the Ray Rice situation, there was right away, there was other situations involving, if you remember, Adrian Peterson striking his young son and Greg Hardy pushing down and threatening his girlfriend at the time. And we faced a crossroads with the NFL. I heard all these female media commentators saying, "I'm never going to watch again, never going to comment again." So the NFL did something that I thought was interesting. In my day, there was something called the commissioner exempt list. You know what it was for? It was for players coming off injuries or coming off suspension where they'd have a couple weeks to get ready. No, they brought this list out from cobwebs and said, "Let's use this list to basically take Peterson and Hardy off the field." The public image of putting those guys on the field was not good. So what I use the word park. They parked those two guys somewhere else and paid them. Now, 12 years later, we're seeing it. It's happened to a few players, not a lot, and it's happening to Josh. And what has happened is he did something wrong. They don't really know what to do. They know it's bad. They know it's not a good image to have him playing in front of millions of people, having done what he's done. So here it is, commissioner exempt list. I kind of think like Ray Rice here. You know, I think he's probably safe. We don't know how long or when this is going to wind its way through the judicial system, but until and unless, Steve, there's a video.
Like, yeah, you say video,
that means everything here. Yeah,
right. That's the one word that I've been harping on. As soon as that came out as a detail, everyone was on high alert, DEFCON 1, because that's what blew the Ray Rice thing into a whole nother level. So let me ask you this, Andrew. How do you think the Packers are handling it? I was pretty critical yesterday saying I believe they are constantly behind the curve on this, and now they're kind of stuck where they've almost got to wait this out, and it may not have a good ending, and it may not make them look very good. How do you think the Packers are handling it?
Well, I'm going to ask you, why were you critical of letting this play out?
Because I think there are some teams that jump ahead of it, like the Lions with Terry and Arnold, and they're like, you know what, we don't need this. Now, Jacobs obviously is an important player, but he's coming off an injured year. He has owed no more guaranteed money, and they're probably not going to pay him any more money, I wouldn't guess. So you're talking about just a little narrow slice. I mean, now it looks like the Packers are just waiting and hoping he only gets six games, maybe. And that doesn't seem to fit the Packers brand. You know what I mean?
I think so. Listen, I use this comment all the time. Greater talent equals greater tolerance. We can say he's past his prime. We can say no guaranteed money. But my practical application of this, he's still better than what else they got. And they're going to go with it until they're told they can't. I think what you're talking about, the time to do that was not now, not this week. The time to do that was when the charges came out. And they're not stupid. They knew exactly what had happened from police reports then, the same as they do now. And obviously they talked to Josh and heard his side of the story. But this is something where, you know, once you sort of allow it, you're in. Now, again, like Ray Rice, everything could change. Ray Rice, geez, he had a 2-game or 3-game suspension at the time, and the Baltimore Ravens held a press conference with him and his wife saying, we're still behind him, until the video. And then they released him an hour later. And what he got, a 2-game suspension from the NFL, turned into a full indefinite suspension once the video came out. So that's why we're all in agreement here. Video's the power. And if there is, it sounds like there is. And once someone leaks that, then we're going to have to deal with it. But maybe the video is not as damning as we tend to think.
We're talking to Andrew Brandt on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Yeah, Andrew, obviously being a part of the Packers organization in the past, we talk about how the Packers hold themselves to a different standard, right? And maybe we just say that as local fans, and some other cities might feel the same way about their team. But we point out a lot of times where there are players that just don't fit the Packer way. That's not the Packer way. And so my question for you was, as we wait to see what the judicial system decides and what the NFL decides from theirs, doesn't it seem like this is a situation that the Packers, for their brand that takes family night so seriously and holds themselves to such a high regard, wouldn't even wait for and would go, even if it's only a 6-game suspension and we'd have him for the rest of the season, this player no longer fits the Packer way?
Yeah, two things. One is greater talent, greater tolerance. It's not like he's also he's not a new player. So, you know, you mentioned Terry and Arnold. There are a couple teams interested in signing him after Detroit. And obviously, the Packers aren't one of those teams. Obviously, players that come out of college with these kind of backgrounds, some teams interested. The Packers aren't one of those teams. Listen, I get it. You know, my first experience in Green Bay, I was an employee maybe for a month. And I get a call at 4 a.m. with Ron Wolf, like, go down to Milwaukee. He didn't tell me much. I said, what's the reason? He said, Chimura, go. Oh, boy. And that was my first experience. Now, you know, that lasted a while, but at some point there was a feeling in the building there was no way in God's green earth he was going to play there again. And that may be going on now, but again, I hate to be so practical about this, but if there was a running back that had the confidence as a starting running back, I think he'd be gone. And if there was a player down, if this was a backup, he'd be gone. If this was a down-the-line player, he'd be gone. So all of that is true, what you guys are saying, but practicality does get involved, greater talent, greater tolerance, for now.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, for now. Andrew Brandt joining us here. I want to pivot to the Packers' financial situation. They sounded some interesting, kind of ominous notes about having to compete financially with other teams. Notre Dame is coming to town this weekend. That's going to be a nice revenue pop there. I don't know how much more they can squeeze out of what they've got up there, which is a beautiful multi-purpose Packer land, if you will, like Disney for the NFL. But what do you think it is they're angling towards? Because obviously, you don't need a new stadium. You're not going to build one, and you can't move. So what is that they're reaching for revenue wise? They don't yet have.
There are different iterations here. I was involved in sort of the 1.0, where we had to do something with that stadium back in 2000, 2001. It was only producing revenue 10 days a year. So the atrium and all the things you see is a development after that, the renovation that made so many revenue opportunities, including the Packers Pro Shop primarily, the Packers Hall of Fame, the atrium stores, Curly's restaurant, etc. Now let me just say what I think Ed Policy is referring to is that we are community-owned. We can't do what every other team seems to be doing, which is selling off fractional shares to private equity or other billionaires for huge cash infusions. So you see a team like the Giants sell off 10% for $1 billion. They're not valued at $10 billion, but they got $1 billion for 10%. They give up no control. The Eagles have done this. The Bills have done this. The 49ers have done this. The Raiders have done this. We can't do that. I mean, we can't take a percentage and sell it off. Now, having said that, there's, I think, about a $700 million preservation fund, whatever you want to call it, reserve fund that's been growing forever, and some of it's been used to acquire real estate and title town and build that up. So I don't think we're in danger. You know, in my 10 years of the Packers, I never had to go to anyone and say, do we have enough bonus so I can do a $20 million bonus or a $30 million? No. But I guess the concern is way down the road. When these franchises are worth, instead of $9, $8, $10 billion, they're worth $50 billion. And now teams are cleaving off 10% for $5 billion. I suppose there'll be an issue, but not in our lifetimes.
Yeah. So they're mostly fine, but they do want to see what else they can get out of the whole situation.
At some point, the NFL is going to intervene about these fractional sales where not even the Packers, but teams like the Jags and the Bengals, you know, family ownerships that may not want to do this. Like, what's going to be the plan with all this multi-billionaires coming in and private equity, you know that's going to increase as it is in all the other leagues.
The grass situation around the NFL is interesting because obviously the players want natural grass everywhere. The Bills had to rip their brand new grass up because I guess it wasn't up to spec just a week or so before their season began. The Packers do it, but as you know and I know, it takes a lot of effort to keep that 60% real grass field looking decent, playing decent deep into the winter. Do you think the players will eventually get all grass or at least hybrid natural grass in the league?
This is where I worry, and this is a different kind of take on this. I worry about the players here because what's going to happen is it's going to have to be a bargaining issue. And, you know, they're going to go into bargaining, hey, we want all 32 fields or whatever it is being grass, and which costs the owners money because you can't have as many concerts or events or things like that, obviously. And I worry the players are going to give that up. In other words, the owners are going to get something out of this. You know, every time these CBAs go on, the players come away with less practice time, more time in the off season, and the owners get their money. You know, the owners get what they want. When I was covering it for ESPN, an owner said to me, you know, I looked at Roger Goodell and I said, wait a minute, all we do is give up practice time and we get these economics? I'm like, where do I sign? And I'm worried that the players are going to give up grass fields, which again costs a few million dollars for these teams, for something worth a whole lot more than a few million dollars. So we'll see. It's not going to happen before CBA time.
No. All right, let's talk quarterbacks and then we'll wrap it up here. By the way, the book is out. Get it. It's great. Smarter About Sports, My Life Navigating Athletes, Agents, Media, and the Business of the NFL. Andrew Brandt is with us. The Packers are currently on their third generational quarterback, we think, in Jordan Love. The whole draft and marinate plan has worked beautifully. And you saw it firsthand with Aaron Rodgers, who you famously signed to his first contract. If it were this easy, Andrew, why are other teams not doing it? And what is the Packers' secret sauce to this method to solve really the hardest position on the field in the NFL?
One is patience. No one's patient anymore. I don't think first-round quarterbacks ever wait more than a few games, if a year, with Mahomes behind Alex Smith. I hear about Mendoza's going to sit. He'll sit maybe a few weeks. I mean, that's it. Kirk Cousins will be the placeholder for a few weeks, I think. The other is, of course, Hall of Famers in that position. It's not like these teams have that, and they're all playing. You know, and I say this statement all the time, the best time to draft a quarterback is when you don't need a quarterback. When you need a quarterback, you reach, as the Vikings did for McCarthy, and you tend to not have the same results. Listen, I think the Packers have an ability to develop quarterbacks with a Hall of Famer in front of them. It's not easy. It is not easy. The easy part is on the field. But as I detail in my book, the hard part is off the field. You know, for 3 years, Steve, we sat California Cool and Southern Country Mississippi in a room for 5 hours a day. They'd never be in a room 5 hours a day, any other walk of life. It wasn't easy. We had to manage that. We had to manage Brett saying, we don't like coming into work when I'm sitting next to my replacement. We had to manage Aaron's camp saying, "Why? He's never going to retire. When are you going to trade him, Andrew?" So these are the kind of things you got to manage. Now, maybe teams don't want to sign up for that. You know, that's a hard thing to do. Jordan Love was great waiting 3 years. Aaron Rodgers was great. I mean, how many guys are going to do that, especially coming out with high attributes from college? I think I'm going to stake it in my ground, put a stake in the ground. I don't think any team, but except the Packers, is going to sit a first-round quarterback for 3 years again, ever.
Yeah. I blame the media environment, Andrew. The media environment now is too hot, too hostile, too impatient. It's just almost too hard to do. And you're right. The last team to actually do it in a much shorter span was Mahomes, marinating for a full year behind Alex Smith, who had a great season that year. They ended up trading him to Washington for a nice return. But since then, no one seemed to have the fortitude. They botched it in Minnesota with McCarthy. They're probably going to do the same thing, like you mentioned, with Mendoza in Vegas, and we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, I remember Blake Bortles, second pick in the draft, and the Jaguars had a press conference saying, he'll wait a year. He played by Halloween. it always happens that way.
Yeah. All right. As always, it's great to talk to you, and thank you forever for the great phrase, "There will be lawyers." That is muttered quite often between me and friends in sports as we see things like watching the LSU debacle right now in the SEC. Andrew, I'm like, well, there will be lawyers, as Andrew Brandt likes to say.
You know, Steve, my role now, besides academic, I'm doing a lot of NIL work, and oh my God, are there lawyers?
Oh my God, are there lawyers?
Exactly. Can't even imagine.
But thanks again, and again, Amazon.com is where you get it. It's also smarteraboutsports.com, and I will be coming Dallas Cowboys weekend to Appleton and Green Bay, and maybe Milwaukee to do some signings. So I'll let everyone know.
All right, very good. Andrew, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.